WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
Maybe you've heard that there's a civil war coming.
Tyrants disarm the people they intend to oppress.
That with 111 gun deaths a day in America, the powers that be are going to have to do something.
They don't like the Second Amendment. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment.
You've heard that the government has always hated an armed populace. That it's always been that way from Bunker Hill to Branch Davidians.
All they want to do is take guns away from law-abiding citizens.
They're coming for your firearms.
Democrats say they're held hostage by an all-powerful industry. Republicans say they're holding an assault on liberty at bay.
In real America, when we say come and take it, we damn well mean it.
But in my 8 years of gun reporting, these dudes is tripping.
Guns are flying off the shelves. Ghost gun mill in Dorchester.
Drop the gun!
Springfield is a bad place, man.
It's no bueno.
My name is Alon Stevens, and I'm an investigative reporter. I've covered federal agents, arms traffickers, and the gun industry. And what if I told you that when it comes to the U.S. government, we're the biggest gun dealers on the block?
It was true in the 1790s during George Washington's presidency, and it's true today.
That Uncle Sam subsidizes the gun lobby.
It was really ugly, and it was very nasty.
And that you and every single U.S. taxpayer has a vested interest in a gun company right now.
I felt like I was in the X-Files. They can't handle the truth. It's like, well, what am I part of?
We're all a part of it. We're blind to it. But the halls of American power know exactly what I know. That we're the best at the gun business. And business is good. The Gun Machine. How America was forged by the gun industry. From WBUR and The Trace. Wherever you get your podcasts.